Blank Bottle TBC Non-Vintage. This is 100% Viognier that grows on the Helderberg Mountains that faces Stellenbosch. So it's basically in the valley where the Stellenbosch Mountains and the Helderberg meets. The grapes are, I've been picking it for many, many years. And I always do an early picking at a lower sugar and then also a ripe picking. And the problem we have with South African Viogniers, it easily gets very floral, very aromatic, big, weighty, not jammy, but just too big. And if you drink one glass, it's fantastic, but you cannot drink a bottle. So it loses freshness. People use it in blends, very little of it, because it dominates a blend really easily. So this block has never been like that. The early picking is fine and delicate. Even the late picking is still not floral, not overripe. And I've always felt like this vineyard deserves more. And on a recent trip to the Rhône in France, I stopped by an area called the Condrieu. And there I've tasted specifically this one Viognier that was fresh, elegant. It just felt so light and so mineral. And I realized that this block of Viognier can actually produce a wine close to that. So I came back with the inspiration to make a Viognier from South Africa that's fresh and delicate. I looked at these vignettes, the early picking, the late picking, they were just fantastic. And then also I had another component that stayed on in barrel for 2 years. So I had a barrel component of that same block, a mixture of the early and the late picking that spent 2 years in barrel. It became almost like a nutty in flavor. And then that was 2017, and then the 2018 still in barrel, was there for 6 months. The early picking, the late picking, fresh and elegant. I made a blend of all three of those components. 1/3 of the 18 early picking, 1/3 of the 18 late picking, and then 1/3 of the 2007 early and late picking combined. Everything in old barrels. It went to bottle, the wine was fantastic, but there was no direct story to it. And you know what, sometimes people put a lot of pressure on me to be creative when it comes to labels and stories. Sometimes you just don't have it. You don't feel inspired. You don't feel that there's a specific story to the vineyard that you would like to tell. And this was one of those wines. It was just stuck in my portfolio and I mentioned on my list a name to be confirmed. And my importers, or not my distributors in South Africa, they put like loads of pressure on me and said, oh, come on, we need this wine. The wine is really good. And then this one lady, Karen Fisser, that works for Greater Man, she just said to me, why don't you just call the wine to be confirmed and put something on the label and says there's no name to it. And I felt this is a great idea. So the story behind this wine is a story of no inspiration. Sometimes there's just nothing behind a wine that I want to actually tell. And so the wine is called TBC, to be confirmed. And I had to get a label for it. And my son, wanted to have a leopard cake. Now, to build a cake from leopard cake is an easy thing to do, but the head of the leopard is almost impossible to make. So I took paper mache, so these paper mixed with glue, and I built a head of a leopard with paper mache and I painted it. And that I stuck onto the cake and it looked great. So I'm thinking now, this paper head was lying here around. So I just painted like a sort of a yellow-black pattern. I threw the head of the leopard on there. I took a picture of my iPhone and that's the label. So there's no particular story to the label. TBC, to be confirmed, non-vintage Viognier.